When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hello, the Amazing Race Specialists are back, and we are here to talk about episode 9. It was an episode that I was not too fond of. I think there were some missteps that, I don't know, would have led to a juicier game a little bit, but I don't know. What were your overall thoughts on the episode, Kyle?
I really enjoyed this episode, I have to say. I thought that there was such good drama all throughout. I was really, really enjoying this episode. I can understand why maybe some people wouldn't.
So they are flying to Athens, Greece. And as we figured last episode, they would be equalized because of the U-turn vote. But still, we get to find out kind of how everybody placed in the last leg, especially since Joseph and Adam are still racing. Mm-hmm. So Jag and Jas leave at 2:07 in the morning. Tucker and Eric are 2:08. Then we have a little bit of a jump between to Kyland and Taylor at 3:24, Izzy and Paige at 4:24. Then Chelsea and Jack at 6:10, and Joseph and Adam at 6:50.
It's a long time in between.
To wait at the airport when Jag and Jas, Tucker and Eric are just like, all right, let's go. And then they're like, oh, our flight's at like 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know why.
Hotel for a little bit longer, guys.
Yeah, I don't know why you start them so far apart on a leg where they're going to be equalized. They also have to wait at the airport. Perhaps you want to build up some suspense within the cast because they don't know that there's been a non-elimination, but I don't know if that's worth 4 hours of dead time for these teams in the front.
And I think, I wonder if production was like, all right, everyone gather and talk right here. Mm-hmm. And then Joseph and Adam come in and are just like, what's up, everyone? We didn't
get it. That felt like a Big Brother jury house segment where it's like, oh man, there's somebody coming. We don't know who it is. Like, you definitely
but it
knew
is the classic Amazing Race of like, they're all in the airport. And oh, then yeah. Another team shows up and they did not get eliminated because we get confessionals of like, man, I'm so sad about Joseph and Adam. So sad about Joseph and Adam. Mm-hmm. And they're here still kicking.
They sure are. Yeah.
So once they land, they make their way to the U-turn vote where Phil is. And this is where they have to decide who they want to make do both sides of the detour. Joseph and Adam were not about this because they had their solid vote in Tucker and Eric. But then the other two strongest teams are their strongest allies. Mm-hmm. But it's the pointy end of the stick now. And
that's
this
right.
is when you throw in those allies. And it's Jag and Jas.
Yeah. This, you know, these two guys, they're so nice. but it's to their detriment. Because you're right, this is where the rubber meets the road, man. This is where you really gotta, you know, get yourself in the position to win. You really need to take advantage of these situations. And I know it's your friends, and like Joseph was kind of this way on Big Brother 2. Like he's a good game player, but he lacks that killer instinct, and it can allow other people to get the better of him. And in this situation, you know, that wasn't the case. They, you know, they didn't get U-turned or anything. They're fine, but they're leaving teams in the game, potentially strong teams, and they're just not showing that ability to be able to make that cutthroat move.
Yeah, exactly. And Joseph just being like, hands off.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make any decision, Adam. This is all on you. And it's like, it still is coming back on you, Joseph, because it's your team voting. Yeah.
The other thing about it is that if I was Jag or Taylor, I'd be like, Joseph, why aren't you fighting for me? Right? Like you're hands off. Like I get it, but like that's also you not putting in any input is a little bit like against me, right? Yeah. Like it's half against me, half for me, half against me. So
are you with me? They wind up going with Jack and Chelsea as a burn vote because they don't think anybody's going to vote for them. But as we know in Big Brother, pawns go home. And in the challenge, burn votes go into
elimination.
This isn't all that great for Jack and Chelsea. And they're just like, why us? Also, I forgot to start this. Their penalty was getting a vote in the double U-turn vote. And I for Joseph and Adam, they didn't have to do another challenge. They didn't have to do a roadblock speed bump. Like, they didn't have to do anything. They just got a vote toward them for coming in last. And I was annoyed.
Yeah, I didn't think that was harsh enough of a punishment.
Because nobody was voting for them.
Nobody was voting for them. Why would you vote? See, my thought process was, why would you vote for the team who's in last place? They're not that big of a threat. And then I thought to myself, people often U-turn the teams in the back to try and like bury them. Like that's what Joseph and Adam did just earlier this season. Right. So I could see it from that logic, but ultimately it's just not, like you said, we're at the end of the game here. People are going to be voting in the strong teams, especially when everyone is there at once. It's not the teams in the front U-turning the teams in the back. It's open field right now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I thought that maybe this is too harsh, but they should have been one of the teams to do the U-turn. You know, I think is fair. If there's another team also being U-turned, then I think that's fair.
Either that or having the speed bump at maybe the roadblock or whatever. After you complete the roadblock, you now have to, like, I don't know, move some alphabet letters around somewhere and do the speed bump, or somewhere at the detour, depending on what one you choose, you have to do a little extra thing. Like, I think them having a smaller challenge also works. I'm also fine with giving them one of the U-turn vote. They have to do both sides because
Either way, this is
you came in last. You were supposed to be out. Fight for it.
Exactly. Like they almost got a free pass this leg, where it's like, oh, two teams are going to be U-turned, and really three teams are being U-turned, and we don't have any risk. We're not getting voted in. Like, what is one vote against them going to do? So this was not harsh enough of a punishment.
Tucker and Eric voted for Jag and Jas and Taylor and Kyland. Jack and Chelsea voted for Jag and Jas, Taylor and Kyland, which her Big Brother season came into play a little bit here with Tucker and Eric. So she was like, I voted him out over there. I'm not going to U-turn him here. We're just going to play it safe here. Jag and Jas do Tucker and Eric, Kyland and Taylor. Izzy and Paige, Tucker and Eric, Jag and Jas. Kyland and Taylor go for Tucker and Eric, and then Paige and Izzy. And that is a bit of an issue when you had just 2 seconds earlier preached, it's hard to be a woman on this specific race because all of these guys are so strong. And then you vote in the only female team because you didn't want to burn on Joseph and Adam. You didn't want to burn on Jag and Jess or vote for Jag and Jess. Yeah. So you use Paige and Izzy. What about Jack and Chelsea? I mean, I get that also Chelsea is a female on this race too. Mm-hmm. You were just yelling that, oh, they voted in the female teams. Like, that was a point.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I get Taylor's frustration with, like, the legs of the race and the challenges and all that it has benefited the male teams a little bit more, but at the same time, why are you doing Izzy and Paige?
Yeah, I don't want to question Taylor's like feelings behind this, but how could you sit there and say all of that and while you're voting in the only female team? Like, it's not a good look. It reminded me of a great Jeff moment where Rupert is at tribal council saying, I hate that we keep coming to tribal council, but I'm not going to change the way that I play, you know? And Jeff is like, you are part of the reason why you guys keep coming to tribal council. And this is the same thing here. It's like, you can complain about Jess and Jag being in front and all these male teams, but you're not voting for them. So how can you complain about that when you gave them an express pass, you're not voting them into the U-turn.
They had that like Big Brother thing where they would do that show together, right? Like Taylor and Jag had like the winner's circle or whatever, where they recapped Big Brother a little bit, I think. So like they like did stuff for Big Brother together. So I get that they're friends, but at the same time, like, which is more important to you right now?
Right. It's not going along with what you're saying.
Female team or this friendship, and he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because he,
and like you said, it's at the end of the game. This whole scene was wild.
Yeah.
And it caused them to be U-turned, right? Like this.
Yes.
Let's get into this now.
Yeah. So Tucker and Eric in there for sure. No ifs, ands, or buts. And then now there's a tie between Jag and Jess and Kyland and Taylor. Phil is like, if you tie again, three teams, triple U-turn. Have fun, guys. And then he was like, but if you come to an agreement, then it's just two. And I don't know about you, but I think the proper or the right thing to do would have been Tucker and Eric versus Jag and Jess without Taylor and Kyland, because you have wiggle room of Taylor and Kyland falling behind, which is what happened. Like Eric and Jag and Jess, they're going to be racing each other and everyone else can run the race. Now, were these detours too easy for a double U-turn? I think
yes.
But theoretically, in the field of the Amazing Race, if we had the other detours that we did at the other double U-turn, I think this would be a better battle between the two. Then you have a 50-50 shot of getting one of the strongest teams out.
Yeah. I gotta say, I liked the strategy from Adam here. I like this. He was like, let's just bury as many teams as we possibly can so that we can get as high in the rankings as possible.
Hate that. I just like, from my mentality, thinking putting two of the strongest head to head where that's guaranteeing one of the strongest go home. But at the same time, it's basically taking off a spin off 99 to beat, don't finish last.
That's right.
So if you can put more teams below you, put them below you.
Yeah. Because you're right. Taylor and Kyland could have fallen behind. And by throwing them into the U-turn, you kind of you risk the third biggest threat going home instead of one of the top two.
Right. Exactly.
You know, it happened to not work out that way. But yeah, it was like a risk that you're taking that you're supposed to, your partner's closest ally in the game is going to be the team that goes home here.
But is it his closest ally?
Because that's true. We don't know. Yeah.
So Taylor and Kyland voted for Jag and Jas. Izzy and Paige voted Jag and Jas. Jag and Jas obviously voted Taylor and Kyland. Jack and Chelsea voted for Jag and Jas. Tucker and Eric, Kyland and Taylor. And then now that left basically Joseph and Adam to choose, and they chose Kyland and Taylor. Do you like in general the double U-turn vote, or like a U-turn vote in public and people know?
Yes, I do like it because I think if we can get teams interacting more, like the more we get these teams to interact, the better, in my opinion, because then you create drama this way. You know, you get teams, you get rivalries. It's a good way to equalize instead of just like pick a number. Your thing starts at 8:15 in the morning, right? Like this is a good way to get everybody back on the same playing field and mix things up a bit. So I think it's a great way to accomplish all those things, and it feels natural. Like it's a fun thing to do. So I like it a lot.
This one was at least a little bit too late in the game. I don't know. Six is a little too late where you're having a vote. I'd rather have a board, and then you have the people like Tucker and Eric and Jag and Jas who are front runners. Tucker and Eric could choose to U-turn here. Jag and Jas are unable to. Like, having them still be able to U-turn, and especially Joseph and Adam being critical pieces of this vote.
Right, the team that should be able
to U-turn, but they've already U-turned.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, there's a little like gray area here that I don't know if I'm the biggest fan of.
Yeah, I think earlier in the race is better. Overall, like this, but earlier is better. Maybe their punishment could have been they don't get a vote here. I don't know if that's harsh enough either. That's actually maybe a little bit less harsh, but, you know.
Both. They get a vote and they can't vote.
Oh, that's true. Okay, that would be fair. Yeah, I think that would be fair, because then they can't game the system like this. Mm-hmm. Right, like they really took advantage of this, so they took as much advantage as they possibly could.
And you can't, you still could kind of tie, but
you could kind of tie, but yeah, now you don't have a say in either one of your closest allies.
Mm-hmm. All righty, after that long spiel,
let's get to the challenge,
but let's get to the heart of the race. Yeah. They have to make their way to the Acropolis, where they find a guy with a flag. And he has their clue to the detour, either music in the air or olives everywhere. Kyle, we don't have a choice. I'm not giving you a choice. It has to be music in the air.
That's good with me. Now, I would say from what I know about both of us, we're on the pickier side of palate.
Yes.
So I'd rather not.
Chicken finger breading. I'm there, but
oh yeah, music everywhere. I think would definitely be our choice. This looked like a lot of fun,
and I think with your dance moves, you could get 10 euros, easy money.
Oh yeah, oh, people were getting 12 euros, 18 euros. we would get that in no time. I can't handstand.
No.
I'll get the moves out.
You had to grab a Laterna and then go to the center of the square and get 10 euros. But you had to remember your tip basket, the Laterna, and the stand, which Taylor and Kyland and Joseph and Adam forgot the stand. Jag and Jas sailed right in. They were fine. And then Tucker and Eric, their basket was left on the Laterna and it like blew off as they were walking. But this was so easy. It was crazy.
It was so easy. Unbelievable. Like, all you had to do was walk with the thing, which I guess
not
that
hard.
Was hard.
It wasn't far.
It wasn't far. I mean, that was the hardest part of this, because once you set up, basically in a minute.
You got to leave it, too. You didn't even have to take it somewhere else.
You didn't have to do anything. And my thought was like, I think that they have people just out there with the money like giving it away. Like the show has people out there to give the money away. You know, because this could take forever, you know.
Maybe, I remember the Chippendales grinding to triple. Well, all right, maybe not grinding. I remember the Chippendales working really hard to like get money for this type of thing where they've had to like do this kind of show performance or get a bunch of people to shine shoes and things like that. And
yeah, it's
a lot harder in other seasons of the race, for sure.
It did. This one seemed easy. The reason why I bring that hypothesis up is because we've seen teams get discriminated against so far in this race. So just when you have Jess and Jag out there, there is potential that people may not give them money.
True.
So when you're relying on the public to help you complete your challenge, you know, that can be tough. I would think from a production standpoint, logistics standpoint, you could run into that issue. Right. So my guess is that they had people out there who would like walk around and and drop the money in periodically. Maybe in case that the public didn't give you some, like, I think they were
struggling step in.
Yes. Kind of thing. That's my guess.
Interesting. I wouldn't have thought of that theory.
I don't know why I did. It just came to mind.
So the people who got U-turned, Jag and Jas, Taylor and Kylan, Tucker and Eric all did this part first. Mm-hmm. And then Joseph and Adam decided on this detour. And so once they completed this, Joseph and Adam were racing toward the next route info spot. Mm-hmm. Jag and Jas got, and I believe Tucker and Eric also got to the Olives before Izzy and Paige and Jack and Chelsea, who chose to do this side of the detour. So, one, where the heck are these Olives compared to the music? Because we were talking about this last week of the what detour is closest. So, it seemed like the Olives were in the boonies.
Yeah. That was in the faraway neighborhood on the other side of town.
Yeah. But it's crazy that, well, Jack and Chelsea always have navigational issues.
They're terrible.
Izzy and Paige are like, let's take a step back and wait till they go so we can go in our correct direction so they don't keep following and have Jack and Chelsea hot on their tail.
Yeah, and we heard later in the episode where Izzy said it's kind of frustrating when you have these teams that were behind you that are now in front of you, and they had to do double the work, you know, that. And I'm like, yeah, but like you guys are kind of slow.
It's that, but it's also, I think the music wasn't hard enough. They went to populated square. So really doing the Olive set anybody back.
Yeah.
We had Izzy and Paige do it on their first try, luckily, but they were behind certain teams like Tucker and Eric first try. Same with Jag and Jas first try and lucked into it because they were like, this seems almost right. Let's just try it.
Yeah, that was kind of unbelievable. And it's sort of like a, very unbelievable. It's sort of a, you know, an encapsulation of how the race is going.
Gone.
For you know what I mean? Or his reality TV career in general.
that's
kind of like, oh, shoot, fell ass backwards into this lucky thing here. I like Jag.
I know.
They've been very good, but this was.
He's a force in any game.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like so well-rounded, which is what you need on the race. But this particular instance was quite fortunate.
Yes. Then Jack and Chelsea completed it on their second attempt. They just had some small issues. And then Taylor and Kylan were really struggling, and they had it on their sixth attempt.
Yeah.
Because Kylan doesn't like olives, and we would both be, if we were double U-turned here, this would be the death of both of us. I'd be trying
to examine
the look of each olive, and then there were the three dark ones that were similar, and we both would have to be like, Okay.
Yeah, we just have to like get the essence or smell yeah. them, perhaps. You know, yeah. I mean.
So then they got their clue to go push a ball up a hill like Sisyphus, not syphilis, but Sisyphus. Yes.
Very close.
And this was a big ball that they had to roll up that hill. Yeah.
We needed Bobby John and Jamie to run out and start yeah. bickering.
We have here from Lil Czar, I hate olives. Maybe I'd squish it to see the insides. Honestly, smart. That's smart. Also a pretty good idea. Maybe the insides look a little bit yeah. different. Hits or something like that.
Anything that we could do.
To not avoid eat
olives. I love black olives, but like green olives.
There were, it seemed like a lot more black olives. So
I guess, but you know, it can be very, very savory. You know what I mean? Yeah. A little too much.
So once they delivered the ball, they had to go to the Dora Stratham Theater and they had to memorize the lowercase Greek alphabet in Who is the Alpha? Kyle, you seem so alpha to me. You are in a chat that says alphas yeah, only
beta. Alphas only beta is die. Come on now.
So you are doing it. And
okay, good. Because
my wife was like, stats. I know the lowercase Greek alphabet. And I was like, Kyle also knows stats.
I know stats. I did a semester of Greek in high school.
Oh my god.
So
you're gonna
yeah, I think
this.
I don't know if I would know all of them right away, but I would. I think
your memory try, like, is also.
I know the letters, cool. So it would come back to me. So I think that we could get this in one or two tries for sure. Because I was like theta, there's your angle, right? Delta, there's your change,
mm-hmm.
right? So I was like, none of these people knew any of that. They were, right. And it was so funny when Jag said, "I don't know the alphabet at all," which is like. Funny and true, understandable, but it's funny because alphabet comes from alpha beta, like that's yeah. literally where it comes from. So it is yeah, very ironic that more people don't know this.
And but also, so we have Taylor here who does this roadblock, and she knows the letters because she was in a sorority. But those are all capital letters. They're not yeah. the lowercase letters. So it looks a bit different. So like Delta, we know is the triangle, but it's not a triangle, just yeah, a little like a triangle. Little it's like that little curve. Yeah. So it doesn't always translate from uppercase, but at least you know things of like, oh, Delta, Theta, like you know the terms, maybe not the characters that they're associated with, which is also... if you're just entering the Greek language, it's a lot.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And Jag did this one and he mm-hmm. went up there first and just rattled them off. Didn't even look.
No, and nothing, which was crazy. I didn't realize that nothing was in the right position. Like they didn't even throw a bone of like alpha's the first one. It was just
completely
all
random. And at first I was like, could they, you know, rearrange this after every attempt? That would be diabolical. These that teams would never complete this, but I wouldn't put it past them. Or you take a small select few and mm-hmm. rearrange those. So, but I mean, this was hard enough.
And then Jag and Joseph were trying to work together for this. And I don't know how you can really work with someone on this aside yeah. from like I guess memorizing, and then you have to memorize what the other people memorized. So Jag is doing lines 1 and 3 and Joseph's trying to do 2, but then Joseph would have to memorize Jag's 1 and 3 and Jag only has to memorize row 2, which works out almost better for Jag, but then he's like, you know what? Joseph's too confusing. He doesn't get anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to memorize number 2 as well. And then he's actually the first one to complete the roadblock here.
Yeah, I don't. This is not one that you can really work together because I don't think you could go up and stand there while somebody else was guessing, right? So how do you know anything, right? So this was not a roadblock that you could work together on. Mm-hmm. And they found that out fast, and Jag was probably better off not working together, just focusing. And he got it done relatively quickly compared to everybody else. And they were right back in first.
And then, shocker of all shockers, we get Chelsea rolling up finally. And then she crushes. I mean, I'm not shocked that she crushed it, but like that they're now in second.
Unbelievable that they're that they're in second. I mean, like just you a find crazy Chelsea turn of
the
events.
Right challenge and she'll dominate it. You find Chelsea at the wrong challenge, like sledding down a hill. She's a little bit worse for the
wear. You have Chelsea try to find. Period. Because that's a struggle. But once they get to the challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jack's not no slouch either. He also has done pretty well in challenges. So.
Oh, yeah.
Then Joseph gets it, I believe. And then Paige whispers to Taylor being like, the guys are going to try and work with you. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Just they're going to lose. Just keep going and focus on moving forward. Which is interesting because Taylor voted them in for the U-turn. And then Paige is like, I'm going to give you some friendly advice.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's like, let's do anything we can to get Tucker and Eric out of here. Like, doesn't matter if you voted for me or who, whatever. Like, we're working together kind of, you know, as much as you can. At any cost, get that team out of here because... Yeah, this is your only chance, really.
So, did you know, apparently, they considered exiting the race due to medical reasons when they were lost?
Did not know that.
That's news to me, but that would be...
News to me,
I don't think Chelsea would have done that. I mean,
I wonder what the medical reasons
were. Like, if her dad had heat exhaustion or something like that. So Paige eventually got it, and then it was down to Tucker and Taylor, and Taylor was so close, Tucker was less close, and then eventually Tucker did get it right after Taylor. Apparently it was only about 2 minutes or so, then the car ride hit them. There was traffic, and then they tried to run it, which I didn't think was that bad of an idea, especially since Taylor and Kylan were still staying in the car.
Yeah, good idea.
But I don't. They didn't get it, and everybody was cheering when it was Kylan and Taylor.
That was so funny.
On the pit stop. You continue.
Well, it was so funny because they usually will like show Phil waiting on the mat and you don't know who's running up. Then they'll cut to the team. This time there was no hiding it because those teams immediately started cheering before you saw who was running up and you knew who it was.
Yeah. So the pit stop here, Jag and Jas come in first place. And Phil was like, this has never happened. A team that got U-turned in first place. And then I was just thinking to myself, because this was easy. Yeah. Like, you didn't make it, like, the roadblock was hard. I think that was a great challenge. But just, like, the olives were fine, because we've had, like, the meat tasting, cheese tasting, that whole thing. But it was just the other challenge that they completed way too quickly.
Yeah, that should have been something gruelingly physical.
That seemed like a rude info.
Yeah, I mean, that was, like... Did we even do a challenge? Like, we've seen so many physical tasks in this season up to this point. This would have been a perfect time.
Or even a detailed more, you know, nuanced kind of one.
Yeah, because the roadblock was a bit of a crapshoot. You didn't know who was going to be good at that, right? You could get that very quickly or not. So that was something that they were able to get.
Was so low.
It was so low. Have them get 30 euros. That would have been easy too. Yeah.
But Jag and Jas are going to Cambodia. They are not getting money.
The streak comes to the end.
Kyle, your whole thing is wrong here.
The whole thing is wrong. Nine legs in, streak is broken.
Jack and Chelsea come in second place.
Unreal, man.
Crazy. I said at one point they could be that dark horse in the finale. We'll see what happens.
Oh, my God.
Joseph and Adam in third. Izzy and Paige in fourth. Kylan and Taylor in fifth. And Tucker and Eric in sixth. But Jack and Chelsea, Joseph and Adam, Izzy and Paige all arrived at the same time.
Yeah.
And then Kylan and Taylor, Tucker and Eric must not have been that far behind that trio of teams, because they were all still there and Taylor and Kylan rolled up.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what the times are at the beginning of the next episode, if it's like 5 minute increments, because these teams were all so close. I want to know, are Tucker and Eric the lowest placing team to win four or more legs?
Oh, probably.
Someone out there knows it, and I want to know the answer, because sixth is, you know, like halfway through, right? Like in terms of numerical, you know, not six out of 13. So, yeah, and they won four. I can't imagine that there are very many teams who've done that.
John was saying have them get 10 euros at multiple locations and make them trek more.
Yes, make them walk. That would be the that's fine if that's the challenge and it's just easy to get the euros. But yeah, have them trek. Make that hard to find.
Talking about Chelsea and Jack, they actually crush most tasks. They are just perpetually lost. And then John follows up with, it's impressive how lost Chelsea and Jack get.
It is amazing because they get through these challenges pretty well, but they're so bad at navigation. It's so funny. They showed up at the music challenge. Like you saw, they got lost. They were in the square. Like when they were trying to find the olives, they were at the other one.
Yeah, it was. Anywho, we still get Chelsea and Jack for a few, or at least one more leg. So we can see if they get lost next week. But that is it for us. John has just informed me that you can get half off your first month on our Patreon until finale night. So become a patron. You can get some more Amazing Race content over there. You get so many shows from Phil, Will, Blake, Tegwith, John, myself. I think Patreon pops off like every day of the week and on weekends. So it is a wonderful time to become a patron. And unless you have anything else for this episode, Kyle, that is all for us.
That's all for us. We're at the final five.
All righty, everybody. We will see you next week.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.